The Mama Take Heart podcast with Rabrina Rettle is brought to you by Life Audio and is a part of our Faith Toolkit series. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Welcome to Mama Take Heart, Understanding Your Gen Z Girl. I'm your host, Rabrina Rettle, here to help you be the compassionate, gospel-centered, and influential voice in your girl's life. For the most part, tweens and teens are internally focused. There's so much going on in their lives, and they're trying to figure out who they are and how they fit in the world. Today, let's talk about how we can guide our girls from being self-focused to others-focused. We have to be patient, of course, because it takes time. Sometimes we don't think they're listening or paying attention, and then we get a flash of something they did or said that gives us a glimpse of hope that our parenting is not in vain. I'll share what we've done as a family and one of my personal stories, and also ideas of how you and your girl can help others. Ephesians 5:20. Always giving thanks to God, the Father, for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's talk about gratitude. You've probably heard this already, but of course, writing down what we're grateful for on a piece of paper helps acknowledge the good in our lives. This can be helpful in hard times. I know some families go around the table and say what they're grateful for during Thanksgiving. Well, we decided to try this out for one full year. When our kids were 15 and 13, we decided each night at dinner to say what we were grateful for and to write it on a sticky note. We folded the notes as small as possible and put them in a jar in the center of the table the whole year. When the year was over, we took turns taking out the notes and one by one out of the jar, and we decided to read them. No one signed the notes, so when it came time to read, we had to figure out who wrote the note. Some were heartfelt and others were comical. I found a few of them recently, so I'm going to share them with you. I'm grateful we have an education. I'm thankful theater is done. I'm grateful for purchasing blinds for our kitchen and living room today. Can you guess who that one's from? I'm grateful for a roof over our head with plenty of space and heat to keep us warm. I'm thankful for safety today. It was very icy. I'm thankful for a Bible commentary I received a good deal. It was $30 and I bought it for only $12.95. Yeah, that was me. And finally, I'm thankful for finger foods. That would have been my son. Theater would have been my daughter. And the roof overhead my head was my husband. There was more, and there were actually more funny ones. It was out like a game to play. Who wrote what? Anyway, it did keep in mind for us the things that we should be grateful for. Now, I have a personal story that I'd like to share with you. It reminds me of 1 John 3:17. If anyone has material possessions and sees a brother or sister in need but has no pity on them, how can the love of God be in that person? This is a story of during my childhood. There were times that we struggled to make ends meet, and there were times where we were financially okay. Well, one Christmas in particular, I was around 9 or 10, and we were struggling financially and barely had enough money to exchange Christmas gifts and so on. Well, this was one of many Christmas Eves for my mother, who was a licensed vocational nurse, or what we would consider a practical nurse now. She worked the night shift. So we'd wait until she came home to open the few presents that were under the tree. As a young girl, I loved all things Barbie and looked forward to getting a new Barbie with her many accessories. Well, one year, I even received a Barbie townhouse. That was a big deal. Yes, I love that Barbie townhouse. Well, this Christmas was different. I received one Barbie and no accessories. So no clothes, you know, she had clothes and her little brush, you know, Barbie had all the things. Anyway, I noticed that my other three siblings also received one small wrapped gift of something they really liked. The additional presents that we received were items like paint by number, shoestring stitch that's like a cross stitch for kids, and other craft-like items. Well, my mother knew at the time I really wasn't into crafts, and none of us were really. And I realized that the Barbie was a gift from my mother. I had a gut feeling that the crafts weren't from her, but I had no clue where they had come from. Well, one day when I was bored, I rummaged through the box of crafts and I pulled out a shoestring cross stitch. And as I looped the colorful string through the holes, I asked my mother where the crafts came from. She was truthful and she stated, "We needed a little help this year, so we went to pick up a box from the Salvation Army." I treasured that one Barbie even more, knowing that my mom tried to get us the one thing she knew we really liked. And although I wasn't a craft person, I made sure I completed every craft that I received that Christmas. After finishing one, I would show it to my mom with a big smile on my face so she could see that I appreciated her efforts. My Salvation Army Christmas taught me to think about people who are trying their best but need a little help. Each year, we choose a few charities, a local, national, and international, that provide food, shelter, and or gifts for families and children. We either volunteer or donate money or gifts to the organizations. Making service fun for your girl. I taught a sixth grade Sunday school class, all girls, for 7 years. For six of those years, I created and led a program within the church for the girls to learn and understand their identity in Christ. I wanted the class to be fun and for the girls to bond with each other because sixth grade is a difficult transitional year. I planned fun activities for the girls like an ice cream social, an etiquette class, movie nights, etc. I also created projects and opportunities that encouraged mother-daughter bonding or grandma or mentor bonding and intergenerational relationships. One of our bonding experiences was also a service project. Every October on a Saturday, we held a blanket making party. Our purpose was to bake tie blankets out of fleece for children and teens at our local homeless shelter. Invites were sent to the girls and they were encouraged to bring along mama, grandma, aunt, friends. Older girls in the church who were alumni of the previous classes, they were also invited. We served snacks, played music, and socialized. The party lasted only a few hours, so I recruited some of the wise or seasoned women in the church to help prep the fleece so the girls and the mamas or grandma could match up the pieces and tie them together. This way we could get finished quicker. The girls enjoyed the process of making the blankets, and since they knew it was going to a young person, many of the girls would take time and care picking out the colors and the patterns of the fleece. The blanket making party was an excellent way to get the church involved by providing donated fleece and many ages and stages collaborating and working together. If your church participates in Operation Christmas Child, that's another great way to get your girl involved. My kids enjoyed picking out presents and writing little notes for the child who would receive a box. I hope you found something to help your Gen Z girl express gratitude more and become others focused. Engage with your teen or tween by asking her what she's grateful for. Ask your girl if she can think of ways to help others in your community. Check your local community for organizations where you can give your time or talents or money. And if you're in need or know someone who is, I've listed resources in the show notes. Salvation Army, International Rescue Committee, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree, Toys for Tots, Feeding America, No Kid Hungry, Family Promise, and Operation Christmas Child. Remember, God is for you and you're not alone. With His Spirit, you are filled with courage and strength of purpose. So don't fret, Mama. Instead, take heart.
Mama Take Heart is a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you liked what you just listened to, would you take a second and leave us a rating in your favorite podcast app? It really does help more people like you find our show. This podcast is produced by me, Kelly Givens, and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. You can find more podcasts like this over at lifeaudio.com.
Do you ever hear sayings make their way through the culture and the church that seem nice in theory, but are actually theologically problematic? My name is Shara Donahue, and I'm the host of The Bible Never Said That, a podcast where we examine these popular sayings under the lens of biblical truth. We cover sayings like, God won't give you more than you can handle, time heals all wounds, and follow your heart. We also spend time exploring how people use Bible verses out of context. If you want to grow in discernment and truth, join us and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.